Door County Pulse podcast is brought to you in part by the Door County Community Foundation, inspiring people to give back, to sustain, and advance the community that we love. To learn more, visit givedoorcounty.org. If you have walked around Sister Bay, or maybe even Sturgeon Bay, but particularly in Sister Bay the last few years, you can't help but notice, in especially in the summertime, the number of bachelorette parties and bachelor parties walking through town, or you're sitting at a bar and a trolley pulls up and outspills a wedding party. Those types of things are so commonplace now, and maybe even sometimes overwhelm bartenders. But not so long ago, that was a pretty rare thing. and that's just because of this booming reputation that Door County has as a wedding destination. And we just released our 2024 Door Wedding Guide. And here to talk about it and talk about some trends and what we're seeing in weddings in Door County and how it's kind of impacting our destination is Aaliyah Kidd, who is back to be our wedding guide editor this year. Aaliyah, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, thanks. Thanks for having me.
This isn't a totally new experience for you, but it's been a while since you were in here.
Yeah, it's been a couple years. We had the first wedding magazine in 2019, I believe.
Was it? So what is this, five?
Might be.
Five or six, five?
Yeah. I think five. All right. I think I was here 2019, 2020, had my children. Yeah. So now I'm back. But yeah, excited to be back. And it was such a fun process to get back in with the door wedding scene and the industry. And yeah, it's grown. It's changing.
Well, the magazine looks great. You did a phenomenal job with it. It shows so many different types of weddings and so many different types of people who are drawn to the county to have their wedding here, which I think speaks a lot to the peninsula and what it means to people. And that was one thing that stood out to me as I went through and read it after you had compiled all these stories and from these couples. Even these people who don't live here, and maybe never will, but they have this very special connection to this place.
Yeah, it's just a really special place to bring your families together, because you know, young, old, your friends that's never been here, or people have been here a million times, love coming here. So nobody's going to complain if you have your wedding in Door County.
Yeah, right. And I take for, you know, I think a lot of us, a lot of the things that come out in their stories and in the stories of these couples are things that we see every day and we just kind of glaze over them. And you realize so many people come up here and they have those experiences that is not the day-to-day for a lot of people elsewhere in the world. And we're pretty lucky, mind you, how lucky you are to be in this place.
Correct.
And see that every single day.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that have changed over those 5 years. You got married in 2017, and you got married here in Door County when you were one of those destination weddings.
Yep.
What are some of those things that have changed the most as you've been doing this and talking to so many couples? Because each year you're talking to, we feature 8 to 10 different couples. You talk to a ton of people who also got engaged here that maybe aren't the featured couple, but you've talked to so many wedding planners. So you've had conversations probably about over 100 different weddings in that process of doing this kind of stuff. So what are some of the things you're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, with this magazine and probably over the last couple years, I think there's just less pressure to have that ideally huge, perfect, aesthetic Pinterest wedding. I think probably the pandemic especially put a stop to some of that. Like, I believe pre-pandemic, pre-2020, weddings were getting pretty crazy when it comes to like every little detail, every little sign and calligraphy and rustic barn look had to be on a certain trend or whatnot. But I think with the pandemic and like everything being thrown into question somewhat, and the wedding industry being, you know, also thrown into question up here, people just adapted and started to do things differently. You know what? I'm just going to have a small wedding. Like this year, we featured 3 different micro weddings, which one had 10 people or 11 total people at the wedding, or 30 or 40, you know, very small, and it's intimate, and they're just going to make it happen and do it the way they want to do it. They want to just make it memorable for them and not have to do like the standard, we're going to wait, you know, 6 months. We have to do, you know, the huge bridal party. We have to do everything to the book. So it's
all
it's
the things
changing.
That cost a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah. And I think, you know, the younger generations too are having to be more flexible, things like that. And I think Door County is a great place to host all of those different things. And while, of course, there are the classic traditional big budget weddings that still like are so fascinating and beautiful. Everybody is unique and people are embracing that, I feel like.
And I was going to ask you what kind of effect we've been seeing from COVID now that we're a few years on. Are there lasting impacts? And you hit on them. Maybe there's some of those people that just have simplified, because at that time it was, all right, I'm happy to just do anything.
Mm-hmm, exactly,
so maybe there's a little bit of a long tail there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 9 years out from my wedding, and I did not get married in Door County, but I did a different destination wedding somewhere else. And I think back to it, and sometimes I'm like, wow, all those things, all those little details that we spent so much time on and spun around and tried to make absolutely perfect, and we're going to source a keg of beer from this brewery that we love, and turned out like, I don't know, people had like 3 cups of beer because we also had like 2 different craft cocktails and all this stuff,
and they
didn't need the beer. So I go, was it 40% of the time? Was it just a complete waste of my time?
Yeah. But, you know, that is part of the process too. And you hear from when I talk to brides, it's like overwhelming. And, you know, the number one thing is like, if you can talk to a great planner, especially if you're planning here and you're not living here, that takes a lot of the pressure off, especially with all the great vendors we have up here. But yeah, I feel like that's part of the process. And no matter what, you're going to like come across some of those little hiccups and want to plan all the perfect things. But then, yeah, once you reach your wedding day, it's like, all right, we're here, we're enjoying it. And the thing about Door County is you just have like that beautiful background. And so
yeah, that's kind of hard to screw it up at that
underscores
point.
Everything. Yeah.
I mean, hold on, getting the marriage right after that is still screw upable, but like.
True.
Speaking of backgrounds, there were some really cool weddings in this year's issue. And before I point out one of my favorites, I'm wondering if yours might be the same, but like, are there a couple that really stood out to you as like really unique that you kind of fell in love with?
Yeah, I guess, you know, when I'm going through all the galleries and I'm hearing the stories, I'm always keeping an eye out for like something that might be like cover worthy. And what ended up actually being the cover is a photo that I got sent kind of last minute from one of the venue owners. And as soon as I saw the photo, I was like, wow, that's really a classic photo. And that is what's on the cover today. And that's Maddie and Curtis. But on top of this beautiful photo, the story behind it is just too funny to me. And it's very, let's say, trendy or not trendy, but of the time, because the way that they met was through a TikTok, actually. And I don't know if you are on TikTok, but I'm not really on TikTok.
I'm aware of what it is,
I can't say that I'm... Yes, but apparently Maddie had seen a TikTok of Curtis helping an older woman across the street, I think in Chicago is where they're from. But and her friend or her mom, I'd have to look at the story again, but sent it to her saying, you should date this guy. And she was like, you know what? Yeah, he's kind of a cute guy. But she like laughed it off. And it was something that was just kind of a joke between her and her mom and her friend. And then she saw him on the app, on a dating app, and they like actually connected on there. And she recognized him from this TikTok. And then they hit it off, and it was like, okay, so your first impression was from this TikTok like viral video, and that's just so like, yeah, 2024.
That is a great meat story.
Yeah, and they're an adorable couple, obviously, and they're on the cover. So I love that story.
Well, that leads into another one of those trends that you had talked about is people meeting online.
Yeah.
You said a lot of the couples in this year's issue.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, and it's in all age ranges too. It's not like just the younger people, but there's Hinge, there's Instagram, there's Bumble, there's a lot of dating apps and dating websites apparently. And yeah, there's, everybody was
not
very,
that you know them.
I was not, I mean, I missed that whole trend in 2017.
Same.
But clearly people are having success on some of the apps.
And it's also interesting because 10, 12 years ago when some of these online, before they could be apps, right? They were websites.
Websites, yeah.
And it was almost like people would quietly admit like, oh, we met online.
Yeah.
Because there was something at the time that I think you felt, desperate's the wrong word, but like.
It wasn't organically, like we didn't like organically meet at the bar or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a bar is a great place to organize. Right. But it's, I don't want to say ashamed of it, but like you just didn't want to say like, we met online.
It was taboo. It was like, it wasn't super common, I guess. Or, yeah.
And now I can't tell you how many of my friends have met online that way and are happily married, and it worked out great. And now with these apps, it's just a totally different scene that I have gladly know nothing about.
But me neither, unfortunately. I just get to hear the secondhand stories,
But now it's probably the more common way that people connect.
I mean, think about how you communicate with your friends and family, though, too. It's like it's through your phone and your app, Instagram, or, you know, TikTok, I guess. So
I had a conversation with one of my older sisters the other day, and I used to talk to each of my sisters for hours a week on the phone. Now that I have two kids under four, you never get that like one-on-one time to talk to your siblings. But also, if you are talking to them, it seems like a waste if the cousins, like they have kids, I have kids. The whole reason to communicate with each other is to get the cousins talking to each other, and usually on FaceTime.
Right.
So if I do communicate with my siblings, it's really like we try to get in a few words amidst the kids shouting. Yeah, I just had a free moment. The kids were gone, and I was like, I'm going to call my sister and just have a conversation. It felt like so weird.
I know. Freeing. I know. Yep, it's the apps these days. Texting. Yep.
And we're in constant communication, probably more than ever before.
Yeah. But so it's pretty normalized, I guess. Yeah. What was your favorite?
I really liked the Cody Schreck's wedding. So what they did is they got married at on the grounds of the Ephraim Historical Foundation, where he is the director. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's just we'll probably never have that venue again, right? Like, there are some great venues in Door County, and I would have never thought of that one. And it's just kind of cool how they tied that together. And there were some really sweet parts of their wedding as well. But as a history buff, I just thought it was very cool to have a wedding in that spot.
Yeah, special. And that was kind of, you know, they made all their special little moments happen. And I know that they were working on a budget, but they, had a very dreamy wedding.
And now he works on the grounds of his wedding.
Yeah, you can think about it every day. I think that arch was up like all summer too.
Oh, was it?
That wooden arch.
There were a couple of other trends that you mentioned. One of them regarding how people approach the wedding cake. Or not a cake.
Right. Yeah, the traditional wedding cake, I think, is still common, definitely. But people are venturing apart from that because there's so many fun ways to feed people, including like having a donut wall or a donut tower or many kinds of donuts. But also, there's just, you know, more unique ways. Like there's cherry pies or, you know, including the local cuisine, ice cream, gelato. Just making it more personal to the couple. I mean, I don't think people love wedding cake, of course, but there's like usually the small cake if you still want to do like the slicing, but like having the variety of options is fun for people. So I'm seeing that happen for sure. I remember hearing it wasn't a wedding that ended up being featured, but I think it was another Woodwalk wedding where it was like a family recipe that was put on each table and to like finish the recipe, everybody at the table like had to like add something to the cake at the end, and then they ate it family style at the tables. So just hearing stories like that and like just making it fun, more custom.
And then you're also seeing some, I don't know if it's a new thing or a comeback thing, but suit styles.
Oh yeah. Yeah. When I was looking at all the different galleries that I see as I'm searching for the different various couples, I ended up seeing a lot of men's suits being more bold I think, was it Cody? Cody had the like dark green suit and then his groomsman had the more like brown. Mm-hmm. And as you said, it's a little bit more of a vintagey style. But then also Beck and Jeremy in the wedding magazine, he has more of like a dark maroon suit. And I've seen, you know, there are more of that, like jewel tones or just bolder, a little bit more out of the norm than like the straight gray, blue, black. So that was kind of fun.
When I was a 11-year-old kid at a buddy's house, and you know, you're at the house where the family has like their wedding picture up on the wall. At that stage, that meant their parents were probably married, if you're from my generation, ballpark, like 1970 through 77, and you'd look up on the wall and be like, you'd laugh at their wedding photo because it would like the turquoise suit and the facial hair.
Baby blue,
You know, just huge hair, mustaches, sideburns. And now you look through so many of them, or if I see kids I coached when I see them getting married and they post the pictures online, I'm like, those look like the parents of the 70s.
It's coming back. The longer, like, faux hawk or, like, the feathery hair is kind of back. Yeah, and the mustaches. You know, everything comes back around.
And now it doesn't seem out of place. But it's like for all of the 90s and the early 2000s, that looked totally
it's
out of
fresh.
Place.
It's fresh. It's fresh. Yeah, so one of the other trends on the dress side, which I thought was fun, because it's something that I did at my wedding, was have a second dress. And it's your big, and I think it was Shannon Mead who said this quote in the magazine, that it's a lot of pressure to pick one dress for this one giant event. And so you put a lot of thought and money and effort and time into picking this, your wedding dress, obviously, that you walk down the aisle. It's beautiful. But, you know, 8 hours later when you're dancing after dinner and you're ready to cut loose, it's not the same dress that you want to be wearing. So a lot of brides these days opt to go for like a party dress that they change into later in the night, which is super fun. And it kind of changes the energy and frees up your legs, and, you know, then you can really cut loose. And so I thought that was fun.
I did not have to do that when I went to Joseph A. Bank and said, what's the cheapest thing you can do for six guys?
Did you at least drop the tie, though? That's what...
Yes.
Yeah.
I probably spilled a lot on that suit, too. And I got a lot of mileage out of it. I could fit in that one for a few years. Now it's a stretch, but... how do you go about selecting this? Because there's a lot of pressure on you when you do this, because you have pressure from venues who want to be featured. You have couples that want to be featured. People know you do the wedding guide, so they might want to drop, like, I'd love to be in there and stuff. And then you have people who have their own kids that they want featured. Yeah. I know the process is very long and convoluted, but in a nutshell, how do you go about, like, trying to see how you show a nice cross-section?
Yeah. I will say that is, like, I get to a certain point where I've gathered enough intel from photographers, from venue owners, from, you know, other vendors, florists, et cetera, where it starts to be really nerve-wracking, because I'm like, I want to include this one and this one, this one, and then you're like, it's really a jigsaw puzzle. It reminds me of kind of like those logic puzzles, if you've ever like done like those grid ones, the logic puzzles where you're like, if this and this and that, because I mean, there's so many that we could include and want to include, honestly, but when we are putting it all together to show like a really diverse set of couples, I'm thinking about the backdrop, the budgets, the different styles and sizes of wedding, backgrounds for people are from. We'd love to include locals. And, you know, you're just telling all those different stories. And I'm aware of trying not to replicate too much, you know, year over year, too. Mm-hmm. So between year over year and looking at the magazine as a whole, it's just really trying to find the perfect range. But it is, it's a puzzle, because some, you know, seem to fit perfect, but then you're like, oh man, we already have a couple at that one venue. And
you could pick nine weddings and have them all, and they're all great stories, and they match all those different background niches that you want to hit or stories. But then you might go, oh, seven of them had the same photographer. We don't want to do that.
Right.
You know, or the same florist or something. Yep. So, because we're trying to go a diversity of stories, but then also, there's a lot of great people who do this stuff.
And highlight the vendors. And
that's a pressure that we always feel. It's like when we're putting out these publications or every week in The Pulse, and we're telling a business's story, when you're telling one, you're not telling somebody else's. Mm-hmm. So you know that those things matter to those businesses, and it matters to their bottom line. So if you have a photographer that, you know, you want to be as fair as you can, even though our goal is to just put out a great publication, but you want to hit all those bases as best as you can.
Yeah.
Which is almost impossible.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. And there are definitely a few cuts that I had to make that I was like, this is real hard to not include these. But, you know, next year, I always, you know, consider other weddings for prior years, or I find a way to kind of feature other ones in other ways. Like some of the features in some of the articles aren't a full profile, but, you know, deserved a highlight of some sort.
You get a little glimpse.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, like this year, we didn't end up including a Washington Island wedding. There were a couple that I had that were cool, and, you know, so it's like there's a few things that I have to kind of keep an eye out for, but Washington Island weddings and winter weddings. So I'm putting out the call now. If you have a winter wedding, I would love to see it.
Especially if you're doing something really cool to make a winter wedding fun. Like, I imagine somebody, if you did a winter wedding this year thinking you were getting, like, a winter wonderland,
and
then there's no snow.
it's hard probably for vendors too, but I don't know. I think there's a ways to do winter weddings up here. That would be pretty fun.
My oldest sister was a winter, like right before Christmas wedding, which is like kind of an evil thing to do.
Yeah, actually, looking back at our wedding day is July 1st.
Oh, that's tough.
And as much fun as it was, because it was like a long weekend, so everybody came up for the weekend. It was 4th of July weekend, so it was awesome. And we had a long, fun wedding weekend. Now when we celebrate our anniversary, it's like, oh, there's a million other things happening, and we can't, you know, we can celebrate our anniversary, but it's kind of like an afterthought compared to the, all the other things happening in July in Door County, where I'm like, you know what, in hindsight, when people have their wedding anniversary in like January, February, you could really like play that up and have a big, fun anniversary.
Yeah. If you were to look back at the three editions of this that you've done, or the four, three or four, whatever three, it is, what's your success rate? Any divorces from any of the couples so far?
That's a great question, honestly, because I haven't followed up, you know? I should follow up.
Well, after this year, we'll have to follow up. And then, like, maybe when you've done this for the 28th straight year for us, hopefully, we can look back and we can be like, well, if you're featured by Aaliyah, you 100% your right. marriage is going to work.
I like that.
Hopefully, it's not like my track record for actually serving as the officiant. It's not so good. Well, I think one of the other things we should mention about the magazine is, you know, Dave and I were talking. We both got married the same year, and it was just overwhelming, right? And we both did destination weddings elsewhere. And we thought, well, if we struggle with all this and finding out where to go and where to find stuff, people must be doing that same thing in Door County. Mm-hmm. Let's try and do this. But neither of us wanted to be the person to communicate with all them. So we got very lucky to come across you. And you do such a great job with it. It's kind of a guide, not just to weddings, but like if you're planning a big event, mm-hmm. I mean, all the stuff you need to know is basically in there.
Yeah.
All the local vendors, the tents, tables, transportation.
Yep.
Because up here, if you're getting married up here, you don't have to do a shuttle. You don't mm-hmm. have to pay mm-hmm. for all that, but you kind of have to consider what you're going to do for that. And if not that, what are people's transportation solutions? Mm-hmm. If they're coming from anywhere else, they're probably expecting to be able to call an Uber or something.
Right. Yeah. That is definitely a hurdle here. So the trolleys, like you said, the vendors are so knowledgeable of everybody else. Like mm-hmm. I feel like the industry people here know each other and work well with each other.
Yeah.
So as soon as you are either hooked up with the right venue or planner or even, you know, photographer, they're all connected. So it's like once you can find out the right fit for you, it's a great place because, yeah, everybody knows everybody usually.
Well, hopefully people flip through here. They get a great guide and resource guide in there, but also a lot of inspiration for mm-hmm. whatever type of wedding you might be looking at. If you're looking for a super small wedding, super affordable wedding, there's some ideas here that you can steal from.
Yep.
And if you're going big, there's mm-hmm. definitely some of those too.
Yep.
Looking back of your years doing this and your own wedding, do you have like one best piece of advice you would tell someone about getting married in Door County and planning a wedding in Door County?
I mean, I think the best advice is listen to the locals. I mean, it's, you have ideas, especially myself, before I lived here, and yeah, planning, when you imagine what it could be, there's a lot of ideas that come to mind, but the reality is it needs to be scaled back and adjusted, or you just don't know what the reality is until you talk to people. And that will save you just a lot of time and effort if it's not, you know, if you talk to the right people, they're going to be like, this is what you should do, or like, that's a great idea, or that's not a great idea. Because, you know, it's like, yeah, just the connections and the feasibility. And yeah, you don't want to go down a path that's going to be like too hard to do. But
you're channeling your inner Carrie Baldwin.
Yeah.
With a little less snark, right?
It's true.
Because I think she would say the same thing of like Carrie Baldwin.
Trust the locals, yeah.
Who has planned probably more weddings than anybody up here. She probably wouldn't say this on the podcast, but I'll say it for her. Like sometimes she'll just roll her eyes at some people. Like, no, don't listen to me, but it's not going to work.
Right,
like,
right.
And that's the big thing. Like, whatever you think might be so easy to do if mm-hmm. you were in Chicago or even Green Bay or something.
It is a different beast.
It's different here.
Yep, it's different. And, I mean, one of the questions that I ask every couple at the end of, like, this, like, long questionnaire when I'm getting to know them is, like, what is most memorable to you? Or, like, you know, why do you think Door County is the best place to get married? You know, what would you tell people? And, like, pretty much every single person is, like, obviously Door County is just, like, most charming, beautiful place, but also the people. The people are just so welcoming and friendly and helpful, and all the vendors are amazing. Like, you know, that is definitely like the top thing that they say is the vendors are amazing. So we're lucky, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's a good spot to end it. The magazine is out now. It's out all year or until the copies are gone. You can find it anywhere. What about for people who might want to be either an advertiser or they have an idea for a wedding to feature or a couple to feature? How should they contact you?
There is an email, which is...
You don't want to give them your phone number and just text Aaliyah. And
contact@doorwedding.com.
All right. So if you have somebody or a great idea that might be in there, or even something like a great engagement.
Yeah, I was going to say, the engagements are fun to look at too, because getting engaged in Door County could lead to getting married here, but it doesn't have to. But a lot of great places to get engaged. It's a romantic place. It's a special place for people that... It starts like a lifetime of wanting to come back and just celebrate things here. So I think I love that too.
Well, you're a great example. Got married here, moved here a couple of years later, and you're locked in.
Yep.
Aaliyah, thanks for making the time to come down here and hop on the podcast and talk about it. And thanks for all your great work on the issue.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Door County Pulse podcast. This podcast is produced by Miles Danhausen Jr. and edited by the Grammy Award-nominated Hans Christian. No, not nominated for his work on this podcast, but for his album, Ocean Dreaming Ocean. If you enjoyed this episode and you want to check out more of the podcast, visit doorcountypulse.com/podcasts to find our archive of more than 500 episodes featuring local movers and shakers, characters, business owners, authors, musicians, and everyone who helps make this community that we love.